Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muriyo mutya muri nyere mukama wafe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus? And how is your life? You first greet that your neighbor.
And
give them a word and of wisdom of God. And it's not of this world.
The Bible says
in the First Corinthians, chapter 2,
from
verses 1 to 7. Yes. If you want to reach to the verse 12, what we speak, we don't speak in the wisdom of men,
not
in the wisdom of this world, but that which was hid for our glory, the wisdom in the word of God. It's what you tell them there,
but
because I see these ones as far apart from these ones, you are far apart. If you want to speak a word to the one on the side, at least the seats get closer to this side. The table.
Yes.
You can't be apart from each other like that. You are far apart from each other. You cannot. These are like the women on their side. But walk within the line. You look well to the line.
We
shall leave a small line in the middle there, as long as you see me. Have you finished that? You look and see that you are in line. Sure. Let the sunshine hit us a little.
We are
about to be saved from it in the short time. The main thing which is we are rich in the spirit and in the flesh. But you get of those riches. You can use the riches of knowledge
and
preach a gospel to someone who can put a tent here. You have used those riches
and
you can use of that you have. You have money with yourself. The money we have is just too much.
It's
too much of it we fail to program it. That's why you fail to program it with what buys the tent here. But you have your land out there. Many pretty things you have. But just you put it in the mind. Make a program. I want to put a tent here. You will put
there.
Riches have been much and you have a plan for them. Now I've advised you, do that plan.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Much.
Brethren's time is over. We remain with only 2 months. The month of July and the month of August. The month of September. We must have moved.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. The mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival, and restoration of all things. They be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As God spoke them in His prophets, who were there from the beginning, in preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of the
earth.
That you may fulfill Matthew 17, verses 10 up to 11. Even Acts chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Those seasons have come. Those seasons, they have come. Even the beginning of that work, it is you, Uganda. But most of all, your full knowledge given to reveal all those unto Uganda and to nations.
There's
no more time. Time is over. Time is over. I think he even would have stopped sleeping. Yes. We have
an
honorable way to welcome his presence. The spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits. Now time. It's already over. The last month shall we sleep? Are we not going to be sleepy here?
Amen.
There is no time. We have to give a month to him.
They
to 40 to 50 days in the upper room. As they waited for him. We cannot be in the beds like that. Because the leaders come in different
places
and we begin to be busy preparing. If they tell us that the Pope is coming in the nation, everyone gets to be up
preparing for
that American president is coming. We begin to prepare. The one who is the leader is coming. The spirit of truth.
Now
we have to have
a way to
prepare us in a special way. Now this day, that is why I've brought the standard strategies. God is a standard strategies. God is a standard strategy. Of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Based here in the nation of Uganda. In this year 2022. It's the heading we are moving on to see. For the time is over.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Speaking,
you have a brand new book. You check your neighbor and you see.
It
must be a brand new book for this topic. Prove that your pen is a brand new pen. Prove they have a Bible. Analyze everything going to be read.
In these
God standard strategies.
For
fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Starting there 2022. Coming from your nation Uganda. Prove you've prepared the inner man. Where the Holy Spirit has to sit and write what is done. Your heart. And it is prepared very well.
Even
your mind. And it is very sober and clear. The time is up. Have they written well the heading? God is a standard strategies. Of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Coming from your nation of Uganda. In this year 2022. In the month of September. Time is left and it's over. They have written well the heading. Tell them to note and they say. That in the worldwide call. In the worldwide promised call, God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet earth. And this final work on the earth, it's the revival. It's the revival and restoration of all things. The greatest and the last.
In
preparing the entire world for the second coming of our Lord Jesus and the end of the earth. How have they noted? That in God's worldwide promised call, God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet earth. And that work, it's the revival
and
the restoration of all things. And the greatest and the last in preparing the entire world for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we want to see these godly standard strategies. The standard strategies
is
going to help us to fulfill. You know, after we see times and seasons, we straight begin to understand that time has left us. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, he says, everything has its time and season. Now the season has come.
Let's read
Ecclesiastes, we say. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo, na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes.
Ti wansi w'eggulu wano.
And under this heaven.
Buli kintu ekirina okukolebwa.
Everything meant to be done.
Kibaako.
It has its time and season. But the seasons we are into, there are seasons of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. Investing here in the nation of Uganda to spread the entire world from this year 2022. And God has called us, we work with Him. He has called all nations, we work with Him. His final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things.
It be known
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As God spoke them in His prophets who were there from the beginning. The
nation
preparing the whole world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. But you as full knowledge, you are here to lead in Uganda.
Uganda,
you lead it to lead all other nations, spearhead nations. It needs to be proclaimed. But since time has come,
but
we had to get God's standard strategies.
They
are on the standard which can enable us to do that work. Now let me tell you, brethren, after the signs have come and they show that the time has come, we no more have anything to wait for
except
to tell you the standard strategies of God, to see that we straight move on. This time as you hear them,
no,
already we are going to start grouping ourselves.
We're
reaching the month of July. We must have prepared ourselves. July, we have to go in campaign revival all over Uganda.
Now,
time has left us already. That's why he speaks, say, in Matthew, that you know to see the clouds. And you read, this is the season and this one. Yes. But can't you discern the seasons of this time? According to signs all over the world, the yearning of the people, different visions, it's your time is that. It shows Uganda, it is you. Let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 1.
Abafarisayo n'abasaddukayo ne bajja. Nebamukema nebamusaba okubalaga akabonero akokuva mu ggulu.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and testing him desired that he would show them a sign from heaven. Verse 2.
Naye n'addamu n'abagamba nti bwe muba akawungeezi mugamba nti bunaaba bulungi kubanga eggulu limyuse.
He answered and said unto them, when it is evening you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Verse
3. Kubanga guru limyuse libinda binda. Mumanyo kwa ule guru berifanana. Nete muyinza kwa ula bubonero buwabiro.
And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and overcast. All you hypocrites, you can discern the appearance of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? Yes. If we can discern, we ask the Lord Jesus, the sign come from heaven.
Yes,
signs from coming heaven, there are many which have appeared. Me too, I might be a sign to you. For it's not you prepared and sent me in this world, except heaven. Is it not that? You can argue against that? But as I'm still that sign, there are many other signs.
Umwaka gwa
2000, the 20th century, when it came, when it reached 2020, signs increased. There are different prophecies. There are different awaitings. Different yearnings. God is centered in the hearts of people. And the signs have already shown. But he said, if you see the clouds and the foul weather, then we say it will rain. And we see the mist is march. And we say, it's going to be fashion. For it is red in the sky.
It's
hypocrisy which is in us. Can't we discern the seasons? Act hypocritical, yet we see them.
Yes, revival
is needed. Say that revival is needed. We need restoration of all things.
Because
much transgression and faults. So seasons after they come, have to arise brethren who understand them. And those who can reveal to their brethren those seasons.
And
standard strategies of God, and they can help us to fulfill immediately this work. Are we together? You know, he speaks of them here, that the tribe of Issachar in Israel, they reached, they could understand the times. Let us read, we hear. First Chronicles, chapter
12,
verse
32.
First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32.
Nakubana ba Isakari, abasajja abategeera ebirobo byali, okumanya ebigwanidde Isirayiri okukola, emitwe gyabwe gyali ebikumi bibiri.
And of the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were under their command. Yes. Now in the First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32, has to appear brethren in the midst of the church, in the midst of the world, has to appear people who understand the times and seasons. And who understand what ought to be done. And they tell it to others. Even those others. And they submit to them. These people understand the times. After they understand those times, understand how it ought to be done. And they proclaim to their brethren,
we are
full knowledge of God in the national ministry. Brethren of the entire church in the Uganda and the whole world, and we are brethren of the world, where we came from, to enter the church, tell them what is moving on. These seasons, how are they? They are to fulfill God's worldwide promise call. God
is
called to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And that
work
is the revival and restoration of all things,
being
on the way they were, the way they should be, and
bibeera
and the way they will be forever.
Nga Katonda bwe yabyogera mu bannabbi baabaliwo.
God spoke them in his prophets who were there from the beginning.
Endagaano enkadde bw'eri n'empya.
Old and the new covenants are
mukuteekateeka mawanga gonna.
Preparing all nations
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
for the coming back of Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Tulina okuba nkati ssaawa zino.
This time we have to be.
Tujjayo.
We bring out
enteekateeka z'obwakatonda ez'omutindo.
God's standard strategies
ez'okutuukiriza omulimu
of fulfilling that work.
Okulemererwa nako wadde mu kkubo.
Lest it fails along the way.
Tulifena.
Are we together?
Tulifena.
Are we together?
Yes,
we are. Praise Jesus.
So kungambire muganda.
You first tell your brethren.
Kunsonge eno.
On this issue.
Beranga. Tusamari kugama. Tomanga manga.
Don't begin to pretend look elsewhere.
Kubanga.
Because.
Bwotamanye enteekateeka zino.
If you will not know these strategies.
Togenda sobola kukola mulimu guno.
You are not going to be able to do this work.
Tetulina we tugenda kuteeka.
It is nowhere we are going to put you.
Kuba mulimu gwa kitalo.
For it is a marvelous work.
Kya magero.
It's a miracle.
Ekyewuunyo.
A wonder.
Kakati.
Now.
Tetusobola kubanga tomanye enteekateeka ez'enjawulo.
Can't be when you don't know the standard strategies.
Ezirako omulimu ogwo.
We show that work.
Jukira guno mulimu gusembayo.
This is the final work.
Of course, kategera bwoti.
Now understand this.
Kuno kuyitibwa kwa nsi yonna.
This is the worldwide call.
Kuyitibwa kwa nsi yonna.
It's a worldwide call.
An international theme.
International theme.
Eh? Ontegedde bwoti.
Have you understood well?
Kuyitibwa kwa nsi yonna.
It's a worldwide call.
Kusinzira mu Uganda.
Basically in Uganda.
Mwaka guno 2022
Uganda
nseri eyo wansi.
It's a nation deep at the utmost parts.
East Africa
Wola. But
yerino kuva ekulemeremo kwitu kwensi yonna
has to come spearhead the worldwide call.
Ensi yonna
eno
mutindo kwetambulira
standard remove by
okutenkana gwa Uganda
which not equal to that of Uganda.
Uli gwa waguru.
The other is a high level
kutegeera okwomunsi
understanding of the world. Don't come out with a strategy
ngaza katuna ngaza mutindo nnyo
standard strategies.
Tebayinza tukkiriza.
They cannot accept us.
Amen.
Kubanga bajja wulira
because they will hear
nti gwe mulimu ogusembayo
the final work
babuze
and they ask
gulina njawulo kikujibaddewo
what difference does it have from those who
jambi mulabo omutindo gw'ogutuukiriza
standard of fulfilling it
ati bwe kubanga gwe gusembayo
the final work
mukakasa mutyanga mugenda gutuukiriza
how sure are you are going to fulfill it
mutuwete kateeka
give us the strategies.
Bukuba mugamba gwe gukola
chi. This is the final work.
Mutu wengeri.
Give us the ways.
Nga za mutindo.
Standard strategies.
Nasigena na gutu ukiriza kwa mugamba gwe gusemba.
Fulfill it for you say it's the final work.
Echo kulanto muri muguno.
Other than this work.
Revival.
It's revival.
No kugamba. Okudizibwa obujja.
Revival.
No kuzizo obujja.
And restoration.
Gwe bintu byonna.
Of all things.
Gwe mulimu munene nnyo.
That's a great work.
Amugamba nti gwe gusemba.
You said the final work.
Ogucha asinze eranga. Revival
changes
in yesemba
yo. The last revival.
Bwe banga nkuru nyo bwe.
It is so great like that.
Eranga yesemba yo.
The last.
Noku teka teka season na.
To prepare all nations.
Wakuda kwa Yesu.
For the coming of Jesus.
Nekomero Yesu.
At the end of the hour.
Mutuwe teka teka.
Give us the strategies.
Isigeno kora. Revival changes in.
Do the greatest revival.
Ate yesemba yo.
And it is the last.
Ate mukakase.
And prove.
Ngenteka teka zino.
That these strategies.
Zili noku gutu ukirite.
Kwa
gwe gusemba yo.
Have to fulfill
it. It's the final.
It's the final.
Revival singa tenge.
The greatest and the last revival.
Manyoro wobi tuogera
mu. You know that things we speak.
Revival. Echasinze futu kamugwanga.
Coming from Uganda.
Unde kateka chizo osubira.
On which strategies you expect?
Kubanga tulino omulabe.
We have an enemy.
Wo mulimu guno.
This work.
Era badowe banga lyonna.
Been there all along.
Nga kuba buli ekiyimulira.
Beat everything standing.
Okwogera kuyitwa kwensi yonna.
Thinking of the worldwide call.
Nga kuba buli ekiyitibwa omulimu ogusema kusemazinga wense.
Everything called the final work on the planet Earth.
Kubanga omulimu ogwo bwe gukolebwa.
Because when that work is done.
Tuba tuziyiza basitani.
We hinder the devils.
Okufuula ensi eno nga Sodomu ne
Gomora. We turn this world as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ensi y'abali b'ebisiya.
The world of homosexuals.
Bakazi n'abakazi b'ewasa.
Recipients, women, warrior women.
Basajja n'abasajja.
Men with men.
Abeegadanga n'ensolo.
They have sex with animals.
Ebikolo eby'obugwagwa byonna.
All immoral acts.
Abeegatta n'ebikoleddwa.
Those have sex with artificial organs.
Nezirobots.
Even robots.
No obushirubu.
In every form of foolishness.
Echo kuna bawulira mwaka gambo.
They are hearing a word.
Tekate ko kudda kwa mukama wa free.
Preparing for the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Magambo yo wadda wanatubatu wete.
If he comes back we are finished.
Tugenda kumusango bagenda tusanya.
When God judgment is going to judge.
Nebali okaba fumulo lutara.
And they stir up fights.
Kati gwe.
Now you.
Bo bate wawebwa ntekate kizinja
uru. You have different standard strategies.
Izobwa katonda
of God
izinzo tukirizo mulimo
which can fulfill that work
akasanga tusubula
group you cannot fulfill it
What was spoken 2,000
years back? And they say, they are choosers
not
on the earth, filled with rage.
You know,
he has a short time.
2,000 years,
he knew he had a short time. Now,
we are reached
in the last days. We are in the last hours. Increase this rate. We
to
be telling him, we come in the worldwide court. We come in the final work.
We are going to put in the church and the world.
Long on the world fight everyone. Demons have been long here.
Demons
fallen.
They
have been long on this world.
They are
ready to beat everything, raise the head. Many years back.
In
Revelations 12. Let us read, we see. Revelations chapter 12, verses 12.
Kale musanyuke eggulu n'abatuulamu. Zisanze ensi n'ennyanja. Kubanga omuli olyonywa sejje muli ng'alina obusungu bungi, ng'amanyi ng'alina akaseera katono.
Therefore rejoice, you heavens and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Yes. 2,000 years back. 2,000 years.
22
years. Here as we move here.
He came
down filled with rage.
Because
heaven, Satan, and his fallen angels. Others were bound. Others are moving, doing works of evil in the world. Now they came down with rage. And they knew they had a short time. And they came to fight those who keep the commandments of God. The testimony of Jesus. What you want to revive. You
don't
have different standard strategies.
These things
you don't just bump on them. No. When I was in the heavenly journey, God took 7 years preparing me. The work we are embarking on. Now you look to yourself.
That
your brethren look at them. You say, look to you. You have not known. Standard strategies. Now,
he had
remaining 20 years. The final work to start. Now we are in the last hours. Where he commits evils. We are in the last hours. And he speaks of them in Timothy.
1
Timothy chapter 4. In the verse 1.
2
Timothy chapter 3.
In
the verse
1.
He says like this.
2
Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1.
Naye tegeera kino nga mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma ebiro ebyokulaba ennaku birijja.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Yes.
Manya.
You know this.
Biro byaluvannyuma.
These are the last days.
Say
that you know that.
Yalina akaseera katono.
He had a short time.
It's
moved on to decrease.
Waliwo biro sawa.
There are seasons times.
Atenga ebiro ebyo.
In those seasons.
Baliyite ebyo akati abaga.
They call them perilous times.
Perilous time kitegeeza.
Perilous times means.
Ebiro ebyo akati abaga.
Times of chaos.
Ebiro.
Time.
Ebijudde okukula n'obukodyo obw'enjawulo obwa Satan.
Of work and trickery of Satan.
Brought down one wrist,
lift up his head.
Ebiro,
where there are deeper schemes.
You get a dictionary.
You search for the word perilous. Perilous. Wild times.
Satan
is wilder than when he was cast from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now here is where I've called you. I introduced to you. God's standard strategies.
ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa zasuubiza ensi
zonnakatonda
ng'ayisa amawanga
gonnagakole
naye mulimu gw'okusemba okusemazinga
n'ekigendeyirwaekyokuziza
basitaani okufuula ensi eno nga sodomu
negomora
kugifuula eyabali
b'ebisiyagasajja
n'abasajjaakolagana
ebitasaanabakazi
n'abakazi obugwagwa
obw'enjawulookusaanyawo
kw'obufumbo
nga
beegaddanga n'ebikoleddwa
abantuomuli n'ezirobotsokusaanyawo
okw'enjiri
ey'amazimanebiringa
ebyo ate nga mulimu n'akanyomero okutegeka amanga
gonnaolw'okudda
kwa mukama waffe
yesunkomero
y'emirembe era ng'omulimu guno ogusembayo guyitibwa
revival
oba okuddizibwa obujja
revival
okuddizibwa obujja
revival
n'okuzza obujja
and restoration
kw'ebintu byonna
of all things
katonda bye yayogera mu bannabbi baliwo okuva
olubereberyendagaano
empya
n'enkaddebemanyibwe
nga bwe
byalin okubaebyo
ebiribeera emirembe
n'emirembe
kakati awo
right there
sitaani naaba nga yeetegese nnyo n'okusinga
ffe
n'ekirala alina experience mu kusuula abadde bayimuka era ayogerwako mu
zaakaliyaesula
esooka
18
nga taganya ayimusa
mutwe
mugulo kukakolaki kakati nno omanyi funolege okutuuka
wanotuyise
mu sesoni ez'enjawulo n'okugezesebwa n'okutuuka leero
tukyagezesebwa
mu kyoto eky'omuliro
gw'ekigambo
katusome zaakaliya
eno zaakaliya
essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi
n'omunaana
nennyimusa amaaso gange n'entunula era laba amayembe ana.
Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. Verse 19.
Nengamba malaika eri ayogera nange nti ago maki? Nanziramu nti gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusaalemi.
And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the horns which scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Verse 20. And the Lord showed me four craftsmen.
Verse 21.
Then said I, what are these coming to do? And he spoke, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head, but these have come to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations who lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. Yes. Four demons. Major demons in causing chaos, confusions. Messing up the church, they confuse it. They confuse the world, wreak havoc in it. Everything they destroyed needs revival. Needs restoration. They beat down.
They
brought four other angels, the craftsmen, to connect them on the world. They have come, we work with them. There has to be a strategy.
Enteekateeka ez'obwakatonda nga ziri ku mutindo
ogukyasinze
kubanga
because
saawa zino tulina kukwatagana n'eggulu butereevu
time we have to connect with heaven straight
okutuukiriza omulimu guno
to fulfill this work
naye tebaganya bayimusa mutwe kukwatagana na ggulu
don't allow anyone lift a head connect with heaven
okwatagana atya ne katonda ne bamalayika
connect with God and the angels they do not allow that
era wali mu bafiripo esuula
y'okusatu
katonda abaatugamba mutunuulire
eby'omuggulubo
bakyankalanya nsi kutunuulire eby'omunsi kanisa yonna be bagyegombezaengera mu kwegomba
kwensi
kaakati ndaba ggwe
munno
nga bwokimanyi tugenda muki
kuyitibwa
kwansi yonnaobude bwatuse toyina nteekateeka za muggulu
do not have standard strategies
You
cannot even outlive there for a year. Let's read Philippians, we see. Philippians chapter 3, verses
20.
Philippians 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse
21.
Who shall change our humble body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. You know, it comes from heaven. Anytime we hear revival and restoration, it involves prepare his coming. We have to connect with heaven. The devil say you can never do that. Connect with heaven and the angels. What do you want to do to us?
Mukama.
Now God.
Proclaim
disparages in the Holy Scriptures. And he said, they be proclaimed in the whole world. In the worldwide call. They be implemented.
Aya.
Sure. You know, in the Luke chapter 14, verse 20 to 30, we cannot move. We go confront Satan without realizing who is on our side. And those on our side, how many are they? How are the strategies? It's impossible. But right now, it's not impossible already. The standard strategy is already here. Even those on our side, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the thousands of angels, if
you are
going to put a long pillar to connect with heaven.
Let's
just say how it's going to be. I'm going to tell you of that pillar, you will understand it. We are going to activate it. These strategies are interesting. I enjoy this work much.
Wow, man.
Work which holds great.
Never a company in one area.
The company to outlive all long.
Companies in Africa,
Africa failed to outlive long for lacking standard strategies.
But there is this revival
which is coming right now in Africa. Come with standard strategies of high level. Let's read Luke.
Luke chapter
14, verse
28.
For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the costs, whether he has enough to finish it? Verse
29.
Lest perhaps after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. Verse
30.
Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. My brethren, no one does such a thing. To start to build.
And
you do not first count your material. Whether it will be enough to complete the structure. Lest you start. And you end on the way. Those who saw you beginning. And they begin to mock. This person,
he
began to build and he did finish.
And
the time we speak the worldwide call, God is worldwide
calling.
And we attach a work. The final work.
He
called us in the final work.
If
it dare not get completed well, man. The other
final
work on the planet Earth, it's the revival and restoration of all things.
Knowing
the way they were, the way they would be, and the way they are forever. As God spoke to the prophets who were from the beginning,
it's
greatest and the last. Prepare all the world for the coming of Jesus and the end of the earth. My.
You
finished when you said it, the greatest and the last.
Since
who spoke it, it is God. We two are workers together with him. So we have to look at the strategies. We have to look in the army.
God
is going to work, how have they been prepared?
Put
your army and you're just like that.
Because
now that those in full knowledge, spent 5 years, yes, at most. Started 2016, officially. Others 5, 6 years, 4.
Kakati.
Now,
standard strategy to
if you've not understood standard strategies,
we are
going to put you in the new people who have just arrived here.
Usoko,
and you'll be prepared, trained in this army afresh.
Aha.
Shall say that this new member,
the new man,
the new man, go on this side. Man, you don't get a joke in this work. No.
You read
verse 31, you hear. Luke chapter 14, verse 31.
Obaka baka chi, babanga agenda kurotaro, okulanane kabaka omulala. Atasoka kutula, natese bigambo. Obanga ayinza nakakumi, okumuse sinkana. Nori ya mujira n'obukumi obubiri.
Oh, what king going to make war against another king sits not down first and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and desires conditions of peace. Yes. But you think we are going into an offensive?
Most
realized armies on our side. Armies, what is their stance? Most attack, we know their army. We know Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, now led by Jezebel. The total to trillions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
on our side, how is our stance? I want out one person with the standard strategy to cast for me 1,000. Only one person who put to flight 1,000.
So,
I have a few, but one will put to flight 1,000.
One
destroys works of Satan 1,000 they have done in the world. More than multitudes which cause shame. Are we together? Because they're not ready to say they're not going to attack Satan. Let's humble, he rolls over us in the world. Submit, it destroys us in hell. No.
We
are not going to withdraw.
We move
the final work
we've done.
What we did,
they understand
it with the army which understands it well. We cannot backs, go backwards. Not retreating. Did you get saved? Are you ready to go back? Reason on the salvation is salvation to the coming of Jesus.
There
need a special standard with a special army. Let's first finish here in Luke.
Luke chapter 14, verse
33.
Kale bwe kityo buli muntu yenna ku mmwe ateefiirize nga byonna byali nabyo tayinzenga kuba muyigirizwa wange.
So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Yes. Am I going to use the strategies to finish in this work? They have to decide, become disciples. For disciples are what we are going to commit to this
work.
People faithful will spread them to others. We have a lot to forsake. Brethren, the time has come where we have to forsake some things.
Then
we began revival of old covenants. As they brought the covenants, they had a lot of the first left. And they complained to the Lord Jesus saying, in the middle of the work, we left this for the revival.
Came
to correct faults of the old covenant. Men and women who do the revival, they have to first forsake the world. They had to live, forsake the world, even the desires of it. We shall speak of it. But I've told you like this. At least I need one person who will put to flight 1,000. Demons on the ground with their works than having 10,000 of people who cannot stop one demon. My. These of full knowledge have become another story. It's not become another. Become a standard.
Amen.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus much.
You
first tap your neighbor that calm down. Fear not.
Let's
read in Joshua, we see.
Joshua chapter 23
and the verse 9.
Kubanga mukama yagoba masoga mwa mawanga manene agamanyi na yemwe tewali muntu eyayimirira mu masoga mwe okutusa lero.
For the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man has been able to stand before you unto this day. Joshua chapter 23 verses 10.
Muna mwomu anagobanga lukumi. Kubanga mukama katonda wamwe oyo yabalwanirira ngabo yabagamba.
One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, it is that fights for you as he has promised you. Yes. Only one man.
Rukumi.
Chase 1,000. Demons on the ground. Defend their works. Matthew 12:29.
So you cannot
enter a strong man's house.
No, no,
and you destroy his works. Bind the strong man. Get on his works.
The
works devils have done in the world. Now to destroy them.
Acts 10:38
says, Jesus Christ the Nazarite, was
anointed
by the Holy Spirit and power,
and
he
moved
doing good, healing all those who are oppressed by Satan, for God was with him. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now, what we want is this. We want people who are going to understand these strategies. The army prepared very well.
We moved
in the July campaign revival.
It
must be on the real standards.
What do I want?
Though you have registered, it's not yet done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Omanyi Katonda yagamba.
You know God said.
Kuntekateka zinezomutindo.
On these standard strategies.
Yeremia esule yokuna.
In Jeremiah chapter 4.
Nulumkaga.
Verse 6.
Yagamba bwati.
And it says like this.
Yeremia esule yokuna nolunyiriri olwomukaga.
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6.
Omutindo nti. Yeremia esule yokuna nolunyiriri olwomukaga.
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6.
Musimba omutindo okwolekera Sayuni. Mutekewe ekiddukiro mudduke muwone temulwawo kubanga ndireeta obubi obulivu obukiiko obwa kkono n'okuzikirira okunene.
Set up the standard toward Zion. Take refuge, delay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. Yes.
Mutekewe omutindo mu Sayuni.
Set up a standard in Zion.
Mukanisa.
In the church.
Temulwawo.
Do not delay.
Banake.
There is no more time.
Because
there is evil coming from the north.
North America.
North America.
Homosexuality
in every place.
If
the church destroy it.
Evil
is coming from the north of America.
They have
pumped in every form of money. Feel homosexuality in the world. Destroy them, die in
them.
Take away gospel of truth. That is the campaign they are on. Proclaim the Bible is outdated. Homosexuals are also children of God. Let's break havoc in the world. And God say, you're joking.
I bring strategies.
Start this strategy is already here. And there's no delaying. We straight begin. Where you can stand and where you cannot. I have been watching you all the time past. As I came by the spirit of strategies, I know where you can and where you cannot handle.
And
I know those who are going to first go back in the congregation to study afresh. Come not allowing to be trained. You thought I would be arguing, striving with you. And you forget his talk in the old covenant. My spirit would not contend with these people.
Aha.
Yes.
But I know kutu.
Now, what will the ear? Let them hear what the spirit tells the church. There's no delay.
You
see things change in 1 month here.
Aya.
My goodness. You who just meanders everywhere. I'm not present. I'm present the next day. As you come back. And they tell you.
Welcome new kama.
Welcome omupia. Tukwaniriza.
Hey, tuli muli mwogu semba.
We are in the final work on the planet Earth.
And
they begin to update you. My goodness.
They
put and do not delay. In 1 month,
you're
going to come back here. Things are new. Please don't be present. You'll come back. What is moving on?
And
they tell you to the new generation with the phonology of God.
Within
the worldwide hall, you
began
to prepare Uganda and prepare the whole world in the final work. And they begin to explain to you. You need the notes of the John of Heaven, of the Satan's games. Is it fasting or prayer?
What
is this baptism or getting born again? You're going to find different offices here.
What do you want to know? I want to know about these elders.
The
department of the elders. The department of the
elder Eri Wali Bukona.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Jeremiah chapter 50,
verse
1 up to 2, he says his standards.
enteekateeka zino ez'omugundo ez'obwa
katondazirangirirwe wonnatunakukolerakigenda
mumawanga
Yeremiya esuli ya 15 n'olunyiri olusooka ekigambo mukama kyeyogera ekifa ku Babilooni ekyensi y'abakaludaaya mu Yeremiya nnabbi.
The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the Lord of the land of the Chaldeans by the prophet Jeremiah.
Olunyiri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Mubuulire mu mawanga mulangirire, muteekewo omutindo mulaalike, so temukisa. Mwogere nti Babuloni kimenyeddwa, Beri akwatiddwa ensonyi, Merodaki akeŋŋentereddwa, ebifaananyi byakyo bikwatiddwa ensonyi, essanamu zaakyo zikeŋŋentereddwa.
Declare you among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not, say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. Yes.
Agambia.
He say,
mulangirire,
declare it.
Echichoka mkorechi.
First declare. Yes.
Umanye ibigambu biloto. Mulangirire mawanga.
Declare the nations.
Mupaburishinge.
Publish it.
What is it to publish?
Publish. Chiwandike buli omwakirabe. Achitegere.
Advertise.
Advertise it everywhere.
Omanye kintu
kye bafudde public. The stuff that they have published, it's public.
Kiba kimanyiwa buli muntu.
It is known by every person.
Kigenda kulangirirwa.
It's going to be declared.
Kirangirirwa kati.
It's declared now.
Ate olinda ddi.
What else there are you waiting?
Kakati ebintu biri.
Now there are two things.
Mukitegeeza.
You declare it to nations.
Mukipaburishi.
Publish it.
Mukia advertise.
You advertise, publicize it everywhere.
Ekyo kulala.
The other.
Mutekenga mutindo gwenyi.
Set up a standard.
Kwino kubanga mutindo.
It has to be a standard.
Tulifena.
Are we together?
Kwino kubanga mutindo.
It has to be a standard.
Ngagula angirirwa nate.
Published.
Mugulangirire.
You declare it.
Atete musirika.
And do not conceal it.
Mugambe.
You say.
Ejoje omutindo ogwo.
That standard.
Kugenda kumenya menye Babiloni.
It's going to break down Babylon. Take it and capture it.
Ensi ya basitani.
The world of the devils. The world of darkness.
Echo butamanya.
Of ignorance.
Sino nteka teka baba.
These are great strategies. Indeed.
Yagamba banange.
He said.
Mujirangirie.
You declare them.
Mujiradvertise.
You publish them. Yes.
Mutegeko mutindo.
You set up a standard.
Mujirangirire.
You publish it.
Mutindo gwazeda.
The standard has already come. We are not going to wait. That's why they told you.
God is standard strategies.
God is standard strategies.
To fulfill his worldwide
purpose. Yes.
They're
not our strategies.
They're
his, he said, declare them. Brethren, you want us to serve God?
We will.
We are.
You want.
Ayagambi tutekewo enteka tekezo
bugu. Say we set declare is standard strategies.
Azazi ogira mu Bible.
He has come speak of them in the Bible. In the history. Even within prophets. In this season.
Waliona asimbio go baita Mildad.
Even the one who has just spoken recently is called Mildad.
Nakuzino I know where is abuli German.
Of these days as a ministry in German.
Na yeye mu Egypt.
Yet he is an Egyptian.
Yagamba enteka tekeze zenja uru.
Said those standard strategies.
Ezigeno kwata kusizo naziva muguangalia Uganda.
They hold the whole world there to come from Uganda.
Message yajitu yajirivalinga be mwaka 2020.
Deliver the message in 2020.
Ari Germany.
He is in German.
Na yimo kama amugamba.
He to go tells him.
Enteka tekezigeno kolo muri mugundu.
Strategies to do that work.
Zileta makungula agenja uru.
A great harvest.
Zino sibuka muguangira Uganda.
To come from nation Uganda.
Amen.
Na babwe tuberanga banna ezita kira kufe.
How they are beginning from us.
Aberi balize enteka teko.
Both outside the wait for the strategies.
Egeno bunonyeko
bwo. You go search for those prophecies.
lisibuka mu ggwanga
they spring from Uganda
yagamba,
and he said
Katonda agenda bawe enteekateeka
God is going to give it
nga zikwata za nsi zonna
strategies which level the world and in every place they use one strategy the same strategies
oh ogena ko enteekateeka chipo
you're going to use which strategy
aha Yeremia 5:1
In Jeremiah 51 verses 12
azogerako bwati
he speaks of them like this
Yeremia 5:1 noluny noluny 12
Jeremiah chapter 51 verses 12
mutekewo mutindo okolekera bugwe we Babiloni munyweze abakumi mutekewo abakuma mutegeke abatezi kubanga mukama atesezza nokukola akoze bibi yayogera kwabo abali mu Babiloni
set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon make the watch strong set up the watchmen prepare the ambushes for the Lord has both purposed and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon yes you set up a standard
ukurekera ebisenge bya Babylon
the walls of Babylon
ukurekera ebisenge bya basitani
the walls of the devils
umenye menye muyingire mu
break down enter
musanyewo
destroy them
zinente kateka zigenda kumenya menya Lucifer
that teaches the God to break down Lucifer
in
his
works
he will prove it
ngakatonda akuba
that God can spit and beat
yesu yebasi
praise Jesus
aje kakasha ngakatonda akuba
he will prove that God can beat
wegendereza nota bakuluirwa abasitani
you be careful you don't be on the side of the devil
bwo tulangire nte kateka
from when we declare these strategies
kubashike na menya
because they're going to break down
buri satan ne mirimu
every works of satan and his work in satan himself
ne mirimu je jona
satan and all his works
muziteke tikukurekere shenge
set up the walls of the devils
muteke wa barabi
set up the watchmen
he make the watch strong
make the watch strong
baringa ba amanya
they are strong
they get it jamani nte
they watch over with strategies
mulimo gwa Lucifer gusigadde
wa. The work of Lucifer, where else is it standing?
Agambie.
He said,
mutegeke abasajja abakuumi.
Set up the watchmen. Yes.
Ulino kubango tegeke jo.
Have to have people
prepared.
You are a watchman in the spirit.
Bebulania 10:17 beyogera ko
14:17 speaks of them.
Ntituja kuwembalirira.
We shall give accountability.
Tuliba watchmen abalabirire
yoyo. Watching over the spirit.
Baba na wembalirira.
It's those to give accountability.
Uganda,
now we as Uganda.
Wembalirira nene yokuwa kumawanga agazikirira.
Great accountability to give a nation this way.
Kati tuetaga yabasajja na abakazi.
We need men and women.
Naba setting it. Set watchmen and women.
Watchmen and women.
Nabategeke duo butamanga manga na
not just to
kumulimu guno.
To not even to slumber in this work.
Musomesa Eddie.
Teacher Eddie.
Utegekedwa.
You've been trained.
And to simbula.
Now we're moving.
Kubanga.
Because.
Tetugenda kukirisha.
I'm not going to allow.
Satan kuongera kumimujaba dako.
Satan to add on the works he has been doing.
Emibiyo kwetu olesi.
The evils on the all world.
Kukirisha abaji.
To destroy the men.
Wawela letu inosanya ujaba dako. Langa betulaba.
Try as we watch over. As we watch over.
Tayongera kemi.
Lest he adds on others.
Amen.
Kakati
now
teka teka zina kuba agambie
he says
mutegeke one ambushes
prepare the ambushes
mali chimaita ambush
you know what is called an ambush
mumugwire cover
you dive secretly for him
mumutege
you ambush him surprisingly before he awakes
atende kateka zino zengendo
kuangira they involve traps
kutega sitani
to ambush
Satan
and his demons. You know how a commando moves slowly advancing to
arumba
kampu
yomura
camp slowly
hey wa agwa washine here wa
dives and begins to crawl on the floor on the grass you trap here and there
we tubazingire wakati
capture them in the middle
that's
the cost under strategy
zite shitani
buli ambush Satan
ngabazirimu baige commando
charge to this commando style spiritually
ay 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 Wow. Bakomando ne banna komando.
The commandos, you lift up your hands.
Wow. Somebody want you to command me, banna commando.
They are all commandos. I want to see you on the standard of the army of God.
It was
registered in the army of God. They have to follow
the rules
or standard strategies put in place. If they do not have them commanded, they cannot be
released.
They should not be called in the affairs of civilians of the world.
Is that
saying Timothy? Let's read in Timothy. The army.
Man,
this combat is nice. This
commando
to the final work. Mounting Lucifer in this operation. Second Timothy chapter 2 from verse 3.
You therefore
endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Verse 4.
No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Verse
5.
And if a man also competes as an athlete, he is not crowned unless he strives lawfully. Yes. You know, we are soldiers. We are being registered now. But if
you
are registered in the army,
do
not allowed to entangle in the affairs of this life. And there are many things to live in this life. As
we've
come in trained in the full knowledge, if we shall go in the world, we have things like them. They will ask us a lot. You who do revival in us, how come you've not been revived as you? Because it is said, even the one with an authority, when he runs as not the law's commands,
when
they say rotate the entire field, the first gets a crown,
when
you cross in the middle, you'll be fast ahead. You think you're given a crown. Now, these strategies, the standard strategies of God, of fulfilling the worldwide call, where God has called us to work with me in the final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things, in preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus and the end of the earth. You should not get out of them. If you dare get out of them, it's up to you. What will come next
for
you?
For
the heavens have known them and they proclaim them of old.
Now,
you to move with God in the spinal one, you remain in the strategies he's going to give us. They are not limited, but
fixed.
They are fixed. Someone is wondering, how dare they not be limited and they are fixed? To meaning, they are not limited. I'm going to reveal them in the summary.
But
fixed. That I'm to reveal, it is fixed. All the rest which are detailed, they fall inside them. We cannot limit the spirits. That's why I say they are not limited. It's a revelation brought in the Bible. Yet it is fixed. If you add in them, you have added in them. And if you've subtracted, you've subtracted in them.
You
think because revelation is brought in the Bible, when you add in, they cannot realize you've added in.
But if you move
to reveal that, you know you have moved to reveal it deeper. Now we want to list today. We are going to list them.
Listing the standard strategies.
Listing the standard strategies.
Listing the eight standard, over God's standard strategies to fulfill His worldwide promise call.
List of God's standard strategies to fulfill His worldwide promised call. Yes.
To listing.
We list.
And take a take a. Monana ezomu gundu.
Eight standard strategies. Listing eight standard strategies of God. Of fulfilling the worldwide call. In God's final work on the planet Earth. Revival and restoration of all things. Now we are going to be listing them. It means I will come back, explain one by one. We are going to list 1, 2, 5, 8.
Yes.
We may not read a lot of scriptures, but I am going to quote them. It means we shall come back and pass through one by one. Starting with this the next week. Thursday and Friday. Sunday we shall be coming back. In the second pillar of the worldwide call. Restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth. And we go back with the strategies. We want to reach the other points in the month of July.
We go
campaign revival. It's of 2 months. July, August. September we come back here. Preparing. Which field are we going to meet the whole world? Or which stadium? Yes.
What do you mean to get a quarter?
How are you to do this work? Just rushing on it? No. We were not just going to rush on it. But we have a list.
Eight
standard strategies of God. Of fulfilling the worldwide call. In the Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 27, he speaks like this. Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 57. Jeremiah 51 verse 27.
Mutekewo mutindo munsi. Mufuwe kondere mumawanga. Mutekeka mawanga okulwana nacho. Muite obwakabaka obwalalati ne mini ne Asukenazi okukikunganirako.
Set.
Mukigabire omugabe. Mulinyise embalasi ng'obuwuka obuliko obwoya.
Set you up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call together against her the kingdoms of Aralat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up like the bristling locusts. Yes. Set up a standard. In the land. In this land planet
Earth.
Blow the trumpets. Who were told to blow the trumpets? Isaiah chapter 18. Verses 1 to 3. A nation. And the land. And the people. Who are beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. At the source of the Nile. When they blow the trumpet. When they lift up the banner. And they blow a trumpet. All nations hear. You've now understood.
That
you yourself is prepared a standard. It's bring a trumpet to declare it. Who is beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Isaiah chapter 18. Verses 1 to 3.
kyabaddeakatiriza mu Yeremiya
5:21
mufuwe ekkondeere mu mawanga mutegeke amawanga kati amawanga
tugategeka
olw'omulimu guno n'olw'okudda kwa Yesu
n'enkomerero
y'emirembe tusobola tewali asobolanga gwe bawadde magezi
nakumanyaensi
bwe yali mu busibe
newajja
omusajja ow'amagezi yeyanunula
ate
alina amagezi ayogera
buyinzan'ayogera
okumanyayeyongera
amaanyi
amiina
addaage tetugenze teeka nsi
yonna
abantu abava wansi w'emiga gya
Ethiopiaisaya 18:1-3
baatugatumisa ebbenderafuwa
ekkondeere
era ensi
zonnanabo
abatuula ku
nsibawulire
kati Yeremiya
5:21-27
omutindofuwa ekkondeere tutegeka amawanga
prepare the nations
okulumba Satan
to attack Satan
kakati kulisti
now on the list
standard strategy esoka
first standard strategy
nteka teka esoka
the first standard strategy
nteka teka eyo mutinde wa Katonda esoka
the first standard strategies of God
eyitibwa
is called
Base oba omusingi gw'obuweereza bwaffe
the base or the foundation of our ministry
base bakira oli amugana
base
obusinziiro
the base
n'omusingi
w'osinziira ne w'osimba omusingi okutandika the base and the foundation of our ministry
w'obuweereza bwaffe
the base and foundation of our ministry
it was a service
or our services
They're
going to offer services unto the world, unto the church and the world.
The first
foundation is called what? A base and the foundation of our services. On that one, it is God's worldwide promised call. Basing in Uganda from there 2022. No matter where you will go,
if
I do this work to be perfected, understand always the best. In your head, entering there, the best and the foundation of our services. It is God's worldwide promised call, basing in Uganda, from there 2022. You know why? The foundations, if they are destroyed, the righteous, where can they start from? Except, if foundations are restored, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Angels, and the servants of God from all nations of the world, they base on that foundation, on that base, and they do the work. If they have not a foundation, I'm sure they have not a way they can start to work. That's why in the Psalms, in the Psalms chapter
11,
verses 3-4, let us read this one. Psalms chapter 11, verses
3.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Verses
4. Mukama, entebe ye eri mu ggulu amaaso ge galaba abaana b'abantu nti ebikowe bye bibake
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the children of men. Yes. If foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous one do?
God
blesses in the heaven and looks at the children of men. And he looks at the children of men. See, where am I going to start to help them? God, what he does, puts there a base on the world. Because if the foundation is not there, where they can base, they have nowhere they can base. They have no strength. I want this to be in your heads.
Standard strategy is that
the first and the strategy of God
of
fulfilling the worldwide call. It's the base. The base and the foundation of our service. And that foundation, it is the worldwide promised call. God is worldwide promised call basing in the nation of Uganda from the year 2022.
Why?
Know that everywhere we shall move, they have to know this. Because if they do not know this, they have not anywhere they can base. Praise Jesus much. That's why I've told you that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous one do? Yet if the foundations are revived, the righteous ones have where to start from. That's why I told the prophet Isaiah
in Isaiah
58 verses 12, after you restore the old wasted foundations, you bring back the dwelling places, the places of refuge,
where
people can start to best where to work. Let us read as we see. Isaiah chapter 58 verses
12.
And they from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the bleach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Yes. Now this base comes back. Now it is like this, brethren. These never forget it. And all goes out in the world.
When
they forget a base where they base to do this work, it's impossible. In the eras of BC, when God chose Israel, yes, God chose Israel
to
start within them the final work on the planet Earth. He chose Israel to be the best or the foundation to spearhead God's works on the earth. But in the last days, in the last days, God chose the nation Uganda to be the best, where all nations will be
best,
to work with him in his final work on the planet earth. I'm going to read a few scriptures. We shall come back, get explained of them. But when he speaks in Amos, Amos chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, he speaks saying like this.
Amos
chapter
3,
verses
1.
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse
2,
you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Verse
3.
Can two walk together except they are agreed? Yes. In this Eras, he said, in those eras of BC, before birth of Christ on the earth, in all the nations, he chose Israel. And Israel,
it's
one spearheaded us in the works of God in the world. And they had to agree with him. In all nations, they had to agree that all services of God that we do are best in the nation of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that's why you see in Romans chapter 9 verses 4 to 6 they were given all the promises. On this time
Uganda
was given all the promises
on
all the nations. It's to the best. Be in the heart, in the mind, enter in your inner man. Don't dare forget it all you, as full knowledge, as Uganda, as servants of God in the whole world, who are to work in this final world. If you refuse to accept the best, the foundation of this world,
you
will not be able to do it. All those who fight, warriors who fight and
overcome,
they have a good
Yes.
That's what has failed us all along.
And we
fail to accept the other base, we have to rest there. Let's read it, Romans, we see. Romans chapter 9, verses 4.
Beba Israeli, abawe wokufoka abana, nechitibwa, nendagano, nokutekerwa amateeka. No kuwerezanga Katonda, n'ebyasuubizibwa.
Who are Israelites to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the services of God and the promises? Yes. Before we move on, you see that the Israelites were chosen the all nations of the world. They were given adoption to become children number one. They were given the glory. The glory of God and rests on them.
To
spread nations of the world. No like this. God has put that glory upon us. And all nations wait for us.
I will
be given a covenant. The new and the old covenants. To revive them the way they were. The way they should be. And the way they will be forever.
Those
God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. And they have to be restored. They were given all services. Those of God. That's why I've told you. That the foundation of our services.
It's
God's worldwide promised call, which comes from nation Uganda, in the year 2022. For all the services which can fulfill that call, have to be prepared from the nation Uganda. Not in limiting,
but in
putting standard strategies which are going to work everywhere. Every nation where it will be. Even the promises of the world that are given to us.
But
when they say God is worldwide, it's a promise of the whole world.
That
promise is given to nation Uganda to nurse it.
He
held the worldwide promise. Promises are given us.
Aya.
And that's why you see in the Isaiah chapter
18
verses 1 to 3 he said all nations if you hear the trumpets you hear. Let's read we hear Isaiah chapter 18 from verse 1
woe ense yokwakwaya kwebiwa watiro eriyemitala wemigaja Ethiopia.
War to the lands with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Verse 2.
Etuma mabaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu. Eri gwange gwanvu, eri gwewevu. Eri abantu ababanga abentiisa kasookedde babeerawo na gono gujwa. Egwange eri amaanyi, neririnyirira ddala. Ensi yaabwe.
that sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes, upon the waters, saying, Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide. Verse
3.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers of the earth, see, when he lifts up the banner on the mountains and when he blows a trumpet, hear. Yes. All nations, he told them. People beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the Nile. When they lift the banner and they blow the trumpets, in God's worldwide promised call, the final work on this planet
Earth,
revival and restoration of all things, all nations should hear.
And
they hear the standard which has been set there. They be following it. Let me tell you one thing. If we do not get to know this foundation, the base and the foundation of our services,
and
that foundation is the God's worldwide promised call, and it's based in the nation of Uganda from the year 2022. It's going to be very hard to stand. Even anyone righteous wherever they are, they will not be able to stand. If they reject the foundation, then they cannot fight their war. In those days, in the first Kings, chapter
8,
King Solomon, after he built the temple, he told God, the people in any nation, they will base where they will be.
If
they look to this temple in Israel, you hear them and answer them. Just look, the best is Israel. And they prayed, heavens opened and answered. You know the meaning of the
base?
You will read 1 Kings chapter
8.
You see King Solomon pray by the Holy Spirit.
That
no matter where you'll be and you
base
there, and you know this work I do, the services I render, the foundation is there.
Uganda.
In Uganda, full knowledge, to fulfill the worldwide promise call, God is going to answer people wherever
just
they are.
Considering
just consider the foundation of the worldwide call. Those is what I will explain when it comes to details of this foundation. But now I am listing them.
Standard.
We've got to the second standard. We have gone to the second standard.
God is standard strategy.
God standard strategy. The second strategy.
Tuguise omusingi omugumu empaji ruwaga.
The strongest pillar of our services. The strongest pillar of our services.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The strongest pillar. This strongest pillar
is
known as God's final work on this planet Earth. Basing in the nation Uganda from the year 2022. What I say in your head, this is the pillar you're going to hold on to. And you see how things move. If you don't hold on this work, if don't know where the pillar is based and planted, I prove you'll not be able to stand. This is the strongest pillar which heavens and earth there are up to at this moment.
Kugambi empaji ruwage eno.
I told you the strongest pillar.
Kawandikawo.
You write it down.
Empaji ruwage eno.
This strongest pillar.
Eyo mulimu gwa Katonda okusemba okusema zinga wese.
God is final work on this planet Earth. It's the watchtower which connects heavens and earth in one mission and one work. This strongest pillar of God's final work on this planet earth is the tower connecting heavens and earth in one work and mission. And we all, we are on one mission. Heavens knows this.
And
this time we are doing the final work. Here we say,
ndi mazima,
indeed, heavens and earth, they are looking and focused to one work, the final work on this planet earth, that it be done in a short time and in righteousness. Heavens and earth, we all are focused on one work, God's final work on this planet earth, to be done in a short time and in righteousness, with two major reasons. You have to know the reasons of doing this work. Yes. Two reasons major. The first, to stop the devils from turning the entire world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The world of homosexuals, women committing lesbianism, humans having sex with animals and insects and birds, both having sex with artificial organs, including robots, and the breakdown marriages, those who have destroyed the word of God within church, they know it. Heavens knows it. That this time we are focused on that final work.
It's
the strongest pillar joining the heavens and earth in one work. And they know two reasons are involved in this work. The first that you have written down, stopping devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, to prepare the whole world for the second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Teacher Eddie, are we together? If you will forget the pillar you have held yourself onto, your falling will start from that moment. You are being beaten by enemies. Praise Jesus much. Before I explain others, let's read in Romans chapter 9, verse 28-29. Romans chapter 9, verse
28.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Verse
29.
And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of hosts had left us a descendant, we had been at Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. Yes. God is doing a work in a short time.
He's
finishing his work in a short time and in righteousness. And he said, if it is not done, you would have been a Sodom and Gomorrah. Now heavens and earth, we have one pillar alone joining us. A strong watchtower. God is finally back on this planet earth. Joins heavens and earth in one
work.
Call God in heaven. Call angels
there
appear. When you're focused on that pillar, you're finally back on the planet earth. The reason, the first one, stop devil stand the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The second, prepare all nations of the world for the coming back of Jesus Christ. And this in Philippians, write down, you'll read it. Philippians 1 verse
6.
That we are sure.
We are confident.
We are confident.
Yes,
this is the strong pillar. We are confident of this. He
who
began a good work in us.
He accomplished
it to the coming back of the Lord Jesus. This is the strongest pillar. It's there. Have you held confidence before? And the one you held onto, you are sure, confidence. You hold on this work, you will see. That is Philippians 1 verse 6. You are going to see heavens and earth as they connect to work on this one work. You're going to see Matthew 18 verse 19 comes to pass. Everything you bind on earth, heavens
will be bound
immediately. Everything you lose, they lose it. All along we lack the strongest pillar to put in place. Yes. We lack the watchtower which connects us. Matthew 18, verse 18. You say on this pillar, that is going to be
fulfilled.
Heavens and earth connect and work.
By
demons they bite. They lose them. This work is very interesting and amazing. I was asking, how are we going to do this work? Ever since I asked, heavens and earth only one work. And if you join on Revelations
22
verse 7 up to 8, you write them down. You will read them. Revelations chapter 22 verse 7 and 8. He said, angels are going to be working with us in this work. We who keep the word of God.
They
are going to be basing here very well. But why don't you come back on Wednesday? I finished them. For the list is still on. We've just spoken two of them. Now, this pillar, this strongest pillar, is the fourth angel. On the four angels who are on the four corners of the earth, we are going to activate him in service. And he is going to have a companion who is going to get down from heaven. One feet will put it on the sea, another on the dry land. The angel will connect his hands.
In
the world will power the light of the world. Where we headed on, it's that point. My God. The strongest pillar will not forget it. Because time has left us.
Starting,
I don't want it to be
lengthy.
I'm starting afresh to list this list. When we shall finish, we start one by one. Yes. May God bless you.